Spoiler alert, Lay Tigers. It's your Lay Tigers grand finals. Now everyone else is trying to work out who will play them. Lay Tigers, here we go. Tick, 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 bow, chick-a-bow, 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 banamana.
The Wigmen had Samuel Weggett. Hi Kangaroo Chasers, Matt Church from the SPPNG Hunters, bringing you all things PNG Rugby League. Did you sell a cup? Finals week two results from the weekend. Lay Tigers 30 defeated Rabaul Gorriers 10, and the Hella Wigmen 12 defeated Port Moresby Vipers 8. In scenes throughout the week, and on Tuesday in the Bismarck Sea, which actually separates Lay and Rabaul, which are the two homes of the Tigers and the Gorriers. There were some earthquakes that rumbled around every day for that week, and the two sides were set to meet on the weekend. The game got off to a good start with the Gorriers scoring a try through Edward Gomer, and it would pretty much stay that way for a lot of the first half. And in the 34th minute, the Tigers hit back with a nice try to Edwin Apape, with Charlie Sliming adding the extras for a 6-all at that stage. A late hit on Arce Boas enabled a penalty goal conversion from Brendan Gattuno to take an 8-6 lead into half time, and the game was pretty much in the balance for most of it. And as you'd expect with a 12-8 scoreline, with Solo Wane for scoring a try for the Wigmen, and Solomon Pekari kicking his second conversion to lead 12-8. Now with 15 minutes to go, and then from there, the Gurriers sort of a little bit of an implosion, I guess, with Tuvi Lapan getting sent for 10 minutes in the 37th minute, and right on the stroke of half time for the Tigers, Sylvester Namo scored a nice try, and they led 12-6 at half time. The Gurriers scored an unconverted try early in the second half, and until about the 60th minute, and that's when the real earthquake for the Lay Tigers really set in. And they sort of burst away with three converted tries to run away with that game 30-10. So Roderick Tye scored in the 61st minute. Didisi Bere got himself a try, and then Charlie Simon scored, with him also getting kicking 5 from 5 with 14 individual points from that game. In the other match, the Wigmen took on the Vipers, and I got both my tips wrong this week. I tipped the Vipers and the Gorriers to take those ones out, and I was proven wrong. The Vipers got off to a good start with a try through Brendan Gattuno, with Arce Boas adding the extras. For the Wigmen, they hit back and got a try through Jeffrey Robert. Solomon Pekari kicked a goal to level that up at 6-all. It's a toss of a coin, I guess. If the Wigmen go through, it'll be a repeat of last year's grand final with the Tigers and Wigmen. But I am tipping the Gurriers to make amends with that one. They pretty much had the upper hand for most of the game against the Tigers, and it wasn't until that try to Roderick Tye in the 61st minute which sort of blew the game apart, and Tigers just went back to back on that. So the alarming thing, I guess, for the Gurriers is that they enabled sent to the sin bin for a late hit on Arce Boas, but the Wigmen courageously hung on with 12 men for that 10-minute period to run out winners 12-8. So week three, so the Tigers now straight through to grand final in 2 weeks' time, and the Wigmen will take on the Rabaul Gorriers. Now, it was a pretty one-sided event last time these two met. The Gurriers played the Wigmen. It was their first game back at their spiritual home in Kokopo, and it was an emotional time, and they ran out winners 38-8 in that one. So tries late in both halves, so that's something they'll want to fix up heading into this weekend's qualifying final to see who takes on the Tigers in the grand final. That's a wrap for this week, and I look forward to bringing you the wrap on the next week's game. Thank you.